Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Some teenagers can be pretty hostile when they argue for what they want, and parents can have a hard time knowing how to deal with it. We'll talk about this and more in episode number 49, titled, Teach Your Teenager How to Argue. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you work for every day. And for those looking for help with their teen parenting challenges, I have a few spots left in my new online Empowered Teen Parenting Workshop. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and sign up today. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, Miranda of Fort Wayne, Indiana, writes, my 14-year-old daughter seems to argue every limit and every request. When I try to explain things, we just have an argument. I don't like to use because I'm the parent. So how can I be reasonable and still not end up in an argument? Well, Miranda, that's an excellent question. On the one hand, you don't want to get into an unproductive argument. On the other, you don't want to be autocratic or inflexible. So let's look at what's going on and where we want to go. Well, believe it or not, we want to teach our children and teenagers to be good arguers. Now, don't get upset with me here. I said good arguers, and I mean there's a healthy and unhealthy way to argue. You know, we all know the unhealthy way, right? I ignore your thoughts, and I fight back with mine, perhaps louder, more emotionally, and whoever uses the most emotion or has the most power wins. That's what we don't want, and unfortunately, we think of that as arguing. We don't think of it as just bad arguing or fighting. There is such a thing as good arguing, and that's when we actually use reasonable arguments to present different sides of an issue. It's an important part of learning, being open to hearing different ways of thinking about things and being able to explain our position in a thoughtful and a reasoned manner. You know, when we disagree and present our arguments, we want our communication to be calm. We want it to be respectful of the other person. That's the way that allows each person to consider what the other is saying, for the parties to be able to be open and hear each other. That opens up the possibilities of compromise, of collaboration, and even accommodation. And then even if parties can't find a point of agreement, at least the relationship isn't injured. You have to think about the current political climate where we're not seeing much of that at all. Reason seems to be out the window, and whoever has the most power wins. It's not healthy in our democracy, and it's not healthy in our families. Miranda, you're struggling with your teenager who is fighting with words or not using arguments in a healthy way, and you don't want to shut her down. Well, that's excellent. But what's our goal? Our goal is to raise our teenagers to be well-functioning, thoughtful, reasonable adults. We want them to be able to think things through. We want them to be able to articulate their thoughts and their beliefs well and be open to other well-reasoned thoughts and beliefs. And this is vital in this age where information is just coming at them. They're just overloaded with tons of misinformation. It seems like more than ever we're going to need to be able to sort out healthy discussion, unhealthy discussion, reasonable arguments, unreasonable arguments. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, it's best to start early. When we listen to our children and we validate their thoughts, they learn that they can talk reasonably and that adults, including their parents, will listen. When parents explain their reasoning to their children, children learn that there are reasons for things, even when they don't like the outcome. They learn about reasoning and they feel respected. So we want to, even at an early age, we want to encourage discussion about books and movies. What do they think about a character? What was this all about? That way they'll feel relevant, like their thoughts and their feelings are respected. And then they work at and develop their thinking. This is the path to raising empowered kids, teens, and eventually empowered adults. Okay, so Miranda, here you are with a 14-year-old teen who isn't willing to listen, only to fight for what she wants. Well, let's say your daughter is temperamentally challenging, that she's sensitive and reactive, and let's look back and see how this may have developed. Well, here's one possible scenario. She was always challenging, temperamentally, and her parents built a control battle with her, fighting with her. There was too much on the parents' plate to teach and encourage discussion, so she developed a victim mentality. I don't get enough. You're mean to me. No one listens or cares about what I want. So now she doesn't have the right attitude or the skill or the willingness to have a reasoned discussion, so she just fights. Okay, maybe. And then there's another scenario. For example, her parents may have been indulgent. And if the daughter wanted something, her parents made sure she got it. Particularly if she was upset that when she didn't get something and parents gave her what she wanted, so she wouldn't be upset. So Miranda, your current situation could be an extension of one of those, a combination of them, or I don't know, something entirely different. In any case, a healthy response is going to look pretty much the same. First and foremost, let's stop any of our control battle behaviors. In other words, let's not be reactive, let's stay positive in our tone, and let's not overfocus on what we're going to fix in your daughter's behavior. She'll fix her own behavior. Let's stay positive, supportive, and let our 14-year-old know we want to support her in getting what she wants, that we're ready to hear her. Here's a way to change the pattern and start to teach healthy discussing, healthy arguing. Are you ready? Okay. So when your daughter is talking in her hostile fighting way, don't react. Take out a pad of paper and write down her arguments and her reasons. When she asks you, "What are you doing?" tell her you don't want to fight with her. You just want to make sure you understand her, so you're taking notes. And when she's done, ask her if she's ready to continue the discussion. And then, assuming that she's going to calm down and let you respond, summarize what you think her points are and ask her if you have them right. If she agrees you do, let her know that you would like to express your point of view and ask if she's willing to listen. Then express your specific concerns in a clear, concise, non-emotional manner. I mean, there might be no wiggle room, but there might be. If there is a way to compromise so that parental concerns are addressed, see if you can develop that. If not, at least acknowledge her disappointment and express optimism that other things or activities that she's going to want will be more attainable and under what circumstances they will be attainable. In other words, we're just going to stay positive. You're going to talk to her in reasonable ways, and you're going to work at listening to her beyond her hostile tone. Then, going forward, have discussions about less loaded issues. Why is that movie popular? What the kids like about it? Talk to her directly about the need to be able to talk and work together, that getting things and getting privileges happen when you're talking with a reasonable person, not a hostile, emotional person. Talk about the difference between arguing and discussing and negotiating. Negotiating includes listening skills, showing respect for the other person and their needs and their concerns. It includes the ability to compromise, and it includes the ability to look for win-win outcomes. Now, I know this is a lot to expect from a 14-year-old who's a fighter, so let's take it slow and look for small improvements and build on those. Now, as soon as your daughter offers up some reasonableness, if you can, make a conditional compromise. For instance, if she wants to be, say, out later than usual, you could make a conditional agreement such as, okay, let's try the later time and let's see if you have the energy and focus tomorrow to be able to get your homework done and not be so tired that you're in a bad mood all day. So what's happening here is you're telling her that you're not trying to hold her back or you're not trying to control her. You just want to teach her how to make high quality decisions. Decisions that include the cost and longer term impact of a decision. Make sense? So listeners, here's our challenge. Let's raise children and teenagers who are good arguers, who can present their thoughts and feelings and know that adults respect what they're saying and are willing to listen and respect adult thoughts and feelings as well. So rather than be incensed by hostile teen communication, let's teach them to argue with respect and reason. If we want them to listen to us, we need to listen to them. Thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to Miranda from Fort Wayne for her important question. And as I mentioned at the start of this podcast, I have a few spots left in my new 6-week online Empowered Teen Parenting Workshop. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and sign up today. And while you're there, sign up for my weekly email where you will receive my weekly blog or podcast, and I'd love to have a chance to answer your question that you can submit there as well. Do you know someone who might benefit from reading my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? It's readily available, inexpensive, and could make a big difference in their life. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.